Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Bridwesser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridwesser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux hits a pop-up towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Breidwesser moves to second. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Breidwesser scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball 4. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Button moves to second. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Button moves to third. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Button tags and scores. One out. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards first. Torgerson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. Kaline moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Kaline moves to third. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Trux. Pearsall moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Breidwesser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0-for-1 in the game. Trux hits a pop-up towards the mound. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Breidwesser moves to third. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by White for a passed ball. Breidwesser scores. Keene moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. Nixon moves to third. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone scores. House moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Breidwesser bunts towards the mound. Dorisch fields it and throws to first for the out. House moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-2 in the game. Trucks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. House scores. Tuttle moves to third. It's 6-1, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Trucks moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tuttle tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Trucks scores. Keene moves to third. It's 8-1, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Vernon moves to second. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball towards center. Tuttle settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Tuttle. Williams tags and scores. Vernon tags and moves to third. It's 8-2, Tigers. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Walt Masterson now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Fritz Dorisch. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Vernon scores. Pearsall moves to third. White moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Tigers. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. White scores. Gurnett moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-5, Tigers. Al Aber now pitching. Ted Lepsio pinch hits for Billy Klaus. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxwell throws the ball into Breidwesser who tags Lepsio, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gurnett scores. Goodman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Lepsio now playing third base. Tom Hurd now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Boone scores. 2 outs. It's 9-6, Tigers. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Breidwesser hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a pop-up into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Aber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Aber moves to second. Leo Keeley now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. Aber moves to third. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Button strikes out. Two outs. Milt Bowling pinch hits for Leo Keeley. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. George Siski now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bridewesser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Williams reaches second base with a double. Lepsio moves to third. Norm Zovchin pinch hits for Mickey Vernon. Steve Grimek now pitching. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.